When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Heather's reaching out. Hi, Ben and Kelly. Need some help. My fiance, Mike, wants his ex-wife to be his best man at our wedding.
Wait. Say that again?
He wants his ex-wife to be his best man at our wedding.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Yes. And actually, I have one of my friends, Bruce, did that. He had one of his female best friends be his wear tux and be his best man on his side.
Was it his ex?
No, just really best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I know a lot of people would not be happy having their ex's mate at their wedding. Imagine how I feel right now. I wish that was my problem. Mike and his ex-wife, Lisa, have a beautiful 6-year-old daughter together. Mm-hmm. Mike and Lisa are still great friends. I even get along with her. I find her to be a really sincere person. I hate to admit it, but I like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind her coming to the wedding, especially since her daughter is going to be in the wedding.
Sure.
But I think it's going to be awkward and weird if she's standing next to Mike at the altar. Like, how weird will it be when she delivers the best man speech?
Mm.
When Mike asked me if I would consider him asking Lisa to be his best man, he told me his reasons. He told me he doesn't have any real friends. The only person he trusts besides me and is his ex-wife, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that they've been best friends since they were 13. And although their marriage didn't work out, they make better friends than mates. Mm-hmm. He asked me to think about it for a couple of weeks. And I'm torn because he is the sweetest man I've ever met. He means the world to me. He deserves to be happy. I know he loves me, and he would never want to hurt me or make me upset, especially on our wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I know my family and his family will be talking about her being the best man throughout the entire wedding.
Mm.
He told me that it's our day. We shouldn't worry about others think. But he also said he understands and respects my decision either way. So now the ball's in my court. Oh. I know it's supposed to be my day, but I want to make Mike happy and his daughter, who loves all of us so much, happy too. I'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on this one.
Wow. Like, take out all the feeling stuff and all that, and I'm like, nah, no.
Take out all the feeling stuff?
Yeah. Take out the whole, like, emotion.
Basically what you're saying. Take out his feelings.
And just say, yeah, no, I don't want your ex to be sitting or standing next to you and delivering a best man speech, because then, especially the best man speech turns into their, like, relationship, even though she would probably do a great job, and she would do a good job of making sure to honor Heather and, the love that Heather and Mike have now.
Yes.
But everyone would be thinking about her and
the optics of it.
Yes,
great.
Her husband
and the wedding pictures. I mean, you know, then you've got the wedding pictures of ex-wife standing right next to him on one side, and she's standing next to him on the other. Now, I will say this: there was a viral story of an ex-wife
mm-hmm.
filming the engagement of her ex to his new fiance, and they've got like that kind of close relationship. And I want to say that she even did give a speech at the rehearsal dinner. It wasn't at the wedding, and she wasn't like best man, but she did stand up and give a speech about how grateful she was that he's found someone like her to be in his life. And if she could handpick somebody for him, it would be her and all the things. It was great and went viral. And it's, I think, a healthy situation, but I understand her reservations about that particular role for his ex.
I like that as an idea, though. Maybe
yeah,
you
it's
suggest,
a really nice idea.
Maybe you suggest that his ex give a speech at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, have dinner. To play a role that way.
Yeah, and you know, she is, you know, the daughter is in the wedding, so you know, she is by proxy represented in the wedding that way.
Well, yeah, maybe the daughter is like flower girl and stands next to her dad. And is like, you know, like best daughter.
Anybody ever do that? Anybody ever have an ex in their wedding? And how did that work out?
In the actual wedding party?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Tell us how that worked out for you, because that may help sway Heather one way or the other, because it sounds like she's almost leaning towards letting it happen. Which, you know, if that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do. But
well, yeah. And again, because it's not like there's any animosity. She likes Lisa, the ex-wife. By the way, Lisa texting, nope. By the way, I'm Lisa, whose ex-husband is a Mike, but this is not me.
Oh, are you saying, wait. The Lisa that sent us the mess?
No, Lisa texted on the text line saying, yes, don't do this. She's giving advice. Don't do this. By the way, I am a not... Lisa, whose ex-husband is Mike, but this is not me. This scenario is not me.
Okay. So, yeah. So she's not the other woman in this case. All right.
She is not.
All right, well, let us know if you've been in this situation, because I 502-795-1997, would love to hear your story about it. On the way on group therapy, I don't know if I was prepared to see so many variations of opinions on our group therapy, where Heather has a fiance who has a child with his ex-wife, who wants his ex-wife to stand next to them as his best man. And it's kind of asking, like, hey.
They're close, and, you know, she doesn't have a problem with the ex-wife either. Like, Heather likes her, but is just feeling a little weird about the ex standing right next to him as they get married.
Yeah, Candace said, I went out with my ex for 7 years. We broke up nearly 5 years ago, but still keep in touch. The breakup was mutual. There was no third party involved or any huge issue as to why we broke up. It was simply because we thought it was time to move on and we were no longer right for each other. TBH, it got to the point where we were just holding each other back from growing, and it became unhealthy for us both. Now, after that mutual decision, we got back in touch after about a year and became close friends in the process. Now I'm happily engaged to the man I will be calling my husband soon, and I am inviting my ex to the wedding.
Okay, but that's different.
That is different.
Standing up next to him in the wedding party, which is what we're talking about. So, like, it would be different if she was just going to be attending. You know, that would make sense because of their daughter and all the things. But there are a couple of people, many people are saying, oh, heck no. Oh, nope. Don't do it. And then there are other people like Rachel. What's your actual objection to her being the best man? They're still friends, which you're fine with. You even like her. They have a 6-year-old daughter together that you're going to co-parent with. The only thing I would be concerned with is her speech, which I would want to clear ahead of time to keep it focused on you two and not her and him.
Right.
Other than that, who cares what other people think? Enjoy your day and your new and unique tribe, and congratulations.
Yeah, and Tara, along the same lines, is like, hey, so you have an amazing man to the point where he co-parents, is awesome with his ex-wife. You're worried about what your family will think, and so you need to get over this. Have a gab fest with your mama and the maid of honor. Explain the situation. Let them do the rest of the work beforehand. Tell people you don't want this to be awkward, that you think it's awesome that they can co-parent and have a friendship, still have trust. If you tell people beforehand and you put your blessing over the situation, what are they going to be talking about?
Okay, so you're trying to ward off the potential gossip by warning people this is
ahead
what
of
you're
time.
Going to see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But then again, as many
I don't know,
people
I'm still
also,
petty, and I would say no.
Well, right, and Angie again is like, my wedding pictures will have her standing next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, they are now all kind of family.
Mm, yeah, and they will
be. Yeah, exactly, which I think there is a healthy aspect to it, but at the same time, I understand, like, wanting to have the family pictures, the wedding pictures, being focused on them as a couple, and then they can maybe get additional pictures.
Can we call her something else other than the best man? Let her have a speech at the rehearsal dinner and call her, like, the honorary co-captain of the
honorary co-captain, I like that
of the bridal party or whatever. I don't know, like, something.
I think it's appropriate to have her have some sort of role, and if she wants to give like a really great speech at the rehearsal dinner, I think that's great. But maybe on the wedding day, we're not standing up there at the front.
All right. Well, hey, whatever you do, keep us posted. We're invested. Congratulations. Think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, all of this is good. At the end of the day, all of this is good. You guys have a healthy relationship. There's no animosity. You are forming a new, unique, blended family, and everybody gets along. Yep. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
At the root of that, focus on that.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.